The most common type of consumer fraud in the United States involves online dating. Each year, thousands of Americans fall victim to scammers bent on bilking love-struck singles. In 2018, Washingtonians caught in these romance scams lost nearly $92,000. From WAMU's affordability desk, Sasha and Simons tells us how a local woman is struggling to make ends meet after the man she loved broke both her heart and her bank account.
Anne can hardly hold back the tears as she shares her story. A whirlwind romance turned into an utter nightmare. And now, the 72-year-old Reston, Virginia woman is out $180,000.
It's been hard. It's the hardest thing I've ever gone through in my life.
We're referring to Anne only by her middle name because she fears retribution otherwise. The culprit went by the name Tony. From the pictures, he was a handsome Italian man in his 60s. When Anne met Tony on a dating website in 2015, he swept her off her feet digitally.
You know, he was very poetic. You know, when I look into your eyes, I see the stars, or just on and on. He was very good.
So good that he made Anne believe he was a successful businessman in London, single since his wife and daughter died in a car accident. Tony appealed to Anne's emotions and her Christian faith. 8 months into the virtual relationship, he had a little bad luck.
He lost his wallet, and he has no way of paying the phone bill. So I would send $1,500 a week. Sometimes I sent $3,000.
Anne says Tony even convinced her to sell her condo. That's when she sent him $50,000, twice. According to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, there are plenty of people like Anne. The agency's Internet Crimes Division reports Americans dating online were scammed out of more than $362 million in 2018. And the criminal acts go beyond city and state borders. They typically involve a network of people overseas. Kevin Lupke is an FBI supervisory special agent.
So they're in foreign countries, mm-hmm. and typically they don't have bank accounts where they can get wires of U.S. dollars in.
So the con artists ask victims to send the money through friends in other states. They create fake accounts and fake banks even to go with their false identities. The scammers also ask for gift cards, which they later convert to real cash. Romance scams happen most often to people between the ages of 40 and 69, at more than twice the rate of people in their 20s. And those over 70 report the highest individual losses.
They will literally try to take every single dime from that person. And once they've taken every single dime and that person doesn't have any more money, a lot of times they'll use them to serve as their money mule, as a conduit for them to get cash from other victims.
Anne met one of those money mules. It was about a year and a half into the relationship with Tony. He said he was finally going to move to the U.S. so they could be together, and he would pay her back, and then some. All Anne had to do was fly to New York City to meet a woman who would give her a suitcase with millions of dollars in cash inside. And in exchange, Anne was instructed to pay the woman $10,000 to cover the taxes, which she did.
And I wait, I spend the night, I realize in the morning something's not right.
With the help of a friend, Anne reported her case to the FBI. And though she later helped investigators arrest the woman, Anne has yet to get back the money she lost. That same friend has since taken Anne in because she can't afford a place of her own. And Tony, well, he's still out there somewhere.
The FBI said he's probably in Nigeria. All the money I sent was Nigeria and Indonesia.
Still emotionally scarred by the ordeal, Anne is hopeful things will turn around for her soon. Despite the trauma, she hasn't given up on love. Anne's next date with a local man she's meeting in person happens in just a few hours. For WAMU's Affordability Desk, I'm Sasha Ann Simons.